Lord Chaitanya said, I believe he was not different than Lord Balaram. In fact, the experience of happiness that I had by seeing this great personality, I felt that he and I were one and the same person. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into such ecstasy that he entered into the mood of Lord Balaram. He sat on the throne of Vishnu and started crying out, bring me nectar! Varuni! Varuni! Bring me nectar! Bring me nectar! And Srivas Pandit with folded hands said, my lord, you have all the nectar. Whatever nectar anyone has is coming from you. For some time he was in the ecstasy of Balaram, just remembering Nityananda Prabhu. Then he turned to Srivas Thakur and Haridas Thakur and said, go find him. A very great personality is now in Navadvip. Go everywhere, search the entire town and find him. So Srivas Thakur and Haridas Thakur took that order on their heads and they went running through Navadvip. They were so happy. They were given an instruction by the Lord. They went into every house practically, every marketplace, every bathing ghat. For 9 hours they searched. Ultimately they returned and told Lord Chaitanya, we don't think there's such a personality in Navadvip. We searched everywhere. Lord Chaitanya smiled. He knew that Nityananda Prabhu is very tricky. So the Lord said, come with me. And amongst the devotees, he walked directly to the house of Nandan Acharya. There they saw Lord Nityananda Prabhu standing like the very personification of ecstatic love. Lord Chaitanya and all the devotees with great love and respect bow down to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Nityananda was just looking in the four directions. Then the Lord stood right before him. Nityananda Prabhu, in his heart of hearts, spoke, here is my life. Lord Sri Nityananda Prabhu stood like a statue. Unblinking eyes, he stared upon Lord Chaitanya. In his heart, all of his senses were completely absorbed in the Lord. He was licking the Lord with his tongue. He was embracing the Lord with his eyes. He was embracing the Lord with his arms. He was smelling the Lord with his fragrance. And with his ears, he was hearing the glories of the holy name. Lord Nityananda Prabhu became completely stunned, motionless, in a complete trance of ecstasy, utterly oblivious to the entire material existence. The devotees were struck with wonder. They had never seen a trance like this. He was like a statue, just staring at the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew how to bring Nityananda Prabhu out of this intensive internal ecstatic trance. he turned to Srivas and said, recite a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Srivas Pandit recited a beautiful verse from the 10th canto, which describes Krishna entering into the pasture grounds of Braj. He had a beautiful bluish complexion. There was peacock feather adorning his head, beautiful golden garments. He had the gunja mala around his neck. There was Vajayanti mala, a large garland of fresh forest flowers that descended below his knees. He had a beautiful, beautiful smile upon his face. His lotus eyes were glancing at the cows and all of the devotees, and he was playing upon his flute. There was a beautiful blue lotus flower in his ear. In this way, Sri Krishna entered into the forest of Vrindavan. When Sri Nityananda Prabhu heard this, nothing happened. He was still standing motionless like a statue. So Lord Chaitanya told Srivas, go on reciting. Srivas Thakur recited that same sloka over and over and over again until ultimately Nityananda Prabhu roared. I will not make the offense of trying to imitate that roar. He roared so loud it was like hundreds of lions. And then he fell to the ground unconscious. The Lord told Srivas, go on reciting. When that sound vibration entered into Nityananda's ears and into his heart, he just started rolling and rolling and rolling like a gigantic golden mountain on the ground in ecstatic love. Profuse rivers of tears were pouring from his eyes, soaking not only his own body, but all directions. He got up and leaped into the air and fell unconscious and fell to the ground so hard that the devotees' hearts shuddered, thinking that he may have broken every one of his limbs. But then he got up and started to dance and dance and dance. They had never seen a dance like this. It was absolutely wild. And then he started laughing, hysterically laughing. He was so totally out of control. And all the while, his eyes were fixed, gazing at the beautiful form of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told the devotees, hold him still. He was mad. So all the devotees tried to hold him, and they just went flying in all directions. There was no way they could hold him. Then Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him. And immediately Nityananda Prabhu became completely peaceful. As the Lord was embracing Nityananda Prabhu, the devotees felt that this was the highest manifestation of love, the love between Gaur Nitai. As the Lord was holding Nityananda Prabhu, all Nityananda Prabhu could do was cry and cry and cry. Ultimately, he actually fell unconscious in the arms of the Lord. Gadadhar Pandit, he was thinking that here is Nityananda Prabhu, who is Anantashesha, who was always the bed and the support of the Supreme Lord, Narayan. But now they have reversed positions. Malananta Shesha is laying upon the Lord. And all of his pride has been crushed to powder. After a long time, Lord Nityananda Prabhu came back to consciousness in the arms of Lord Chaitanya. The devotees were thinking that there is no possible description that can equal this, except perhaps the love between Lord Ramchandra and Lakshman, his brother. Or the love between Krishna and Balaram. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then spoke to Lord Nityananda. He said, "Today is most auspicious because I have seen devotional service personified. Never have I seen such symptoms of pure ecstatic love for Krishna. You are the very embodiment of love. Anyone who sees you, anyone who even remembers you, will achieve this love. Anyone who worships you will become a pure devotee of Krishna." And Lord Chaitanya asked, "From which direction have you come?" Lord Nityananda was profusely praised by Lord Chaitanya in so many verses. And he felt very, very humbled. In this state, he answered Lord Chaitanya's questions. He said, "For many years, I traveled to all the different holy places, but nowhere did I find Krishna. In all the different temples I went, the throne of the Lord were covered. There were no, Krishna wasn't there. So I asked person after person, where is Krishna? Where has Krishna gone? Please tell me, where is Krishna?" And everyone told me that Krishna has just left Gaya, and now he's residing in West Bengal. In the province of Nadia, Krishna is now manifesting the Harinam Sankirtan movement to the world. I was told that this place called Nadia is the place where even the most sinful, fallen souls can be delivered. And because I am so sinful and so fallen, I have come here for my deliverance." This beautiful scene of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's meeting was so special to the hearts of all the devotees. It was their first meeting in this incarnation. The Lord then said to Nityananda Prabhu that tomorrow is the full moon, Purnima. Where should we celebrate your Vyas Puja? And Nityananda Prabhu put his arm on Srivas Pandit and said, "In the home of this young Brahmin." Lord Chaitanya looked at Srivas and said, "You have a big responsibility upon you. We will celebrate the appearance of Vyasadeva at your home." And Srivas Thakur said, "No problem. We have all the ingredients. I just need the book that tells the proper rituals." Lord Chaitanya then took Lord Nityananda to the house
of Srivas Thakur.
When they arrived, should I continue? We've left Nandanacharya's house now. We're back at Srivasangam. First thing Lord Chaitanya did after entering into the house is he personally locked all the doors and locked all the windows. Then he told the devotees, Sankirtan. The chanting of the holy names began. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda were simply gazing into each other's eyes with such deep spiritual love. They embraced. Embracing one another, they just infused more and more ecstasies between them. Then they began to dance. This was the first dance of Lord Chaitanya with Lord Nityananda in the history of this creation. How they danced. Just gazing at one another. Lord Chaitanya was dancing so gracefully. Sometimes he would just, his feet would touch his own head. He was the embodiment of love. And Nityananda Prabhu, he was dancing so gracefully. He's the original guru. He just said, guru is heavy. Every time his foot touched the floor, the devotees felt the entire earth tremble, even tilt. As they were dancing, tears were flowing from their eyes, their hairs were standing on end, their limbs were trembling. Sometimes they would embrace, sometimes they would fall unconscious, sometimes they would be leaping, sometimes jumping, sometimes going in circles. All the other devotees were simply astonished to see the beautiful dance of Sri Sri Nitai Gaurachandra. They danced for many, many hours together in Srivasangam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, I will come back tomorrow in the morning when we will celebrate your Vyas Puja. So Nityananda Prabhu stayed at Srivasangam. He was in so much ecstasy. Can you imagine? He took birth in Ekachakra. By this time he was approximately 32 years old. And from the moment of his birth, he was just waiting for this moment to be reunited with his Supreme Lord and Master, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, to dance and to sing with him. Such emotion. In the middle of the night, he just started roaring, and he broke his danda and his kamandalu. Early the next morning, Ramai Pandit, the brother of Srivas, saw what he had done, and he said to Srivas, that your Nityananda, he's destroyed his danda and his kamandalu. He's roaring at night. And Srivas said, tell Lord Chaitanya. So he went and got Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya immediately came there. And he said, Nitai, let us bathe in the Ganga. So they went to Ganga. Now in the Ganga happened to be some man-eating crocodiles at that moment. Usually the custom is you wait for the crocodiles to go downstream before you bathe. Yes? Not Nityananda Prabhu. As they were going downstream, he leaped in after them and started swimming to catch them. Now, this is the first experience the devotees ever had with Nityananda Prabhu, the Avadhut. They couldn't believe what they were seeing. He was swimming after crocodiles. They were going, hi, hi, come back, come back, come back, come back. But he just kept going closer and closer, right up to the crocodiles. Finally, Lord Chaitanya said, Nityananda, come back. He immediately became sober and came right back. In the then the Lord said, now it is time to begin Vyas Puja. So Srivas Thakur was the head priest. He performed all the proper rituals. And at the culmination of the whole ceremony, Vyasdev is supposed to be garlanded. So he gave the garland, the ceremonial garland, to Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And Srivas said, now place this garland on Vyas. And Nityananda Prabhu just stood motionless, holding the garland, just looking in four directions, saying, so be it, so be it. So Srivas said, so put the garland on Vyas. And he stood and he was looking and he said, it is so, it is so. Please put the garland on Vyas. It is so, it is so. So Srivas Thakur went to Lord Chaitanya and said, your Nitai is not putting the garland on Vyas. So Lord Chaitanya walked up to him and said, Nityananda Goswami, put the garland on Vyasdev. Nityananda Prabhu just looked in the four directions, then put the garland over the shoulders of Lord Chaitanya. And with unblinking eyes, he was gazing at the beautiful golden form of the Lord. The Lord then manifested Sadbuja. An incredible, never to be seen before, six-armed form. He held the conch shell, the disc, the lotus flower, the chakra, and Balaram's plow and club. When Nityananda Prabhu saw this Sadbuj form of the Lord, his ecstasy went absolutely out of control and he just fell to the ground unconscious. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu woke him out of his consciousness. Rise, rise, Nitai, rise. And Nityananda Prabhu, just with his heart and his soul, he simply gazed at this beautiful six-armed form of the Lord. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the ceremony is complete. Now let us have Sankirtan. All the devotees began to roar the holy names of Sri Krishna. Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda were dancing together and Advaitacharya was dancing in circles around them and Gadadhar Pandit, everyone was ecstatic in love. They performed chanting and dancing for the rest of the day. Then the Lord said, it is now time to bring the Mahaprasad of Vyas. Hare Krishna. Lord Chaitanya, just to honor Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he personally served the prasad with his own hands. He told Srivas Thakur, sit all the devotees down, bring all your relatives, all your friends, and even the servants, the maidservants and the servants of the servants of your servants. Bring them all. They all gathered into the room, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Gauranga, personally, lovingly, with his own hands, served the food, the prasad, to the devotees, to the relatives, and even to the servants and maidservants in the house of Srivas. There is no greater pleasure to the Lord than to serve the devotees, and even to serve the servants of the devotees. Anyone who hears this wonderful story of Lord Nityananda Prabhu seeing the Sad Buja and the beautiful dance of Nitai Gaurachandra in the house of Srivas, all the bondage of material ignorance will be broken to pieces, and they will achieve the treasure of pure devotional service. To understand Nityananda Prabhu is very, very extraordinary subject matter. Although he is the absolute truth, he's the source of the Chaturbyuha, Shankarshan, Aniruddha, Vasudev, Prajumana. He's the source of Lord Narayan in Vaikuntha. He's the source of Karunodakshaya Vishnu, Mahavishnu. He's the source of Kirodakshaya Vishnu, the Lord within everyone's heart. The source of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, who's laying in the ocean of milk. He's the Lord, the absolute truth, the source of all incarnations is Lord Balaram. But yet, he's always in the spirit of the servant of Krishna. He never wants any other position. As Lakshman, he gave up eating, drinking, and sleeping for 14 years to be 24 hours a day in the menial, attentive service of Ram and Sita. And he would do anything Ram ordered, even difficult things. Ram ordered, make a funeral pyre. Make fire. Actually, let us go a little before. When that Maricha, that demon friend of Ravana, became deer, Ram went to chase after the deer. He told Lakshman, you stay back and protect Sita. So dutifully, he stayed back to protect. But then Sita, who was his consort, said, go help Ram, he's in danger. He had to obey. He was obedient. The Supreme Absolute Truth, all-powerful, is obedient. He takes the role of the servant of himself. And when Sita was brought back from Sri Lanka, Ram wanted to show the world that she was absolutely pure in her chastity. Sita said, make a fire, and I will enter fire to prove my chastity. So Ram ordered Lakshman, get wood, start a fire. He did it. And later on, Ram told Lakshman, bring Sita to Valmiki Muni's ashram, banish her forever. Not forever, but for now. Yes, Lakshman was... he knew nothing in his life but the service to Ram. And similarly, Lord Balaramji, we have with us Ramesh Chandra Goswami, Sushil Kumar Goswami. They are the pujaris who take care of Krishna Balaram at Nanda Bhavan on the top of the mountain where Krishna's eternal home is, in Nandagaon. Sri Balaramji was always in the mood of the servant of Krishna. He knew nothing but service to Krishna. And as Ananta Shesha, he becomes the Lord's bed, the Lord's pillow, the Lord's shoes, the Lord's home, the Lord's ornaments. He just expands himself in innumerable ways just to serve Lord Narayan. He's supreme personality of Godhead, always eager for the service. This reveals to the world the exalted position of being a servant. The impersonalists and Mayavadis, they want to become God. First of all, it's absolutely ridiculous. How can you become God? Either you're God or you're not God. And if you're God, you never, ever forget that you're God. Otherwise, forgetfulness is greater than God. And God is supreme. But God himself wants to be the servant of God. Therefore, in our holy scriptures it is described the most exalted title in all of existence is Das, the servant of Krishna. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that what are actually the qualifications of really being Das? Liberation from all material bondage. Liberation from all material inclinations, attractions, and attachments. Entrance into the spiritual realm of loving service. When you come to that platform, you're actually the servant of Krishna. Hare Krishna. Even the demigods, even God himself thirsts for that title of being Das. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he extended the intensity of this analogy even more. That there's a higher position than Das. And what is that? Das, 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 Anudas. To be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servants. So many wonderful examples in our holy scriptures of how Krishna, he aspires to serve his devotees. So Nityananda Prabhu is embodiment of this principle. His life, his soul, his everything was the service of Lord Chaitanya. And here in Navadvip Dham, he would travel on the order of the Lord to preach. Yes, in Sri Vasangam, one day Lord Chaitanya turned to Haridas and Nityananda Prabhu. Until Nityananda got this order, he never preached. What an order it was. He said, listen, listen, Nityananda. Listen, listen, Haridas. Teach this to everyone you meet. Chant the holy names of Krishna. worship Krishna. Teach others about Krishna. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is the real treasure and wealth of your life. Krishna is your very life and soul. As soon as he got that order, Nityananda Prabhu went mad preaching it to everyone and anyone. And he became most excited when he saw the opportunity to preach to Jagai and Madhai. Just to show that there was no trace of discrimination. Whether one was a pious, learned Brahmin, or whether one is a murderous dacoit, give them all Krishna Prem through the chanting of Krishna's name. In Navadvip, Nityananda Prabhu would sometimes sing this beautiful, beautiful song. Bhaja gaurango, kaho gaurango, laho gaurange namre. Say hi, Mora Prane. Worship Gauranga. Speak about Gauranga. Chant the names of Gauranga. And please, let us meditate on the next part of this song. Nityananda Prabhu said, anyone who worships Gauranga, speaks about Gauranga, and chants the names of Gauranga, that person becomes my very life and soul. That means Nityananda Prabhu is eager to be the servant, not only of the Lord, but he wants to serve all of the Lord's devotees. That is his life and soul. That is the exalted position of Das, 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 Anudas. That is our only longing in life. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya prayed, Nadanam najanam na sundarim kavitam vajakadisha kamaye mama janamani janamanishwari bhavatad bhakti rahoitaki twai. I do not want wealth or beautiful lady companionship. I do not want followers, the prestige of high learning. I do not even want liberation. Let me take birth again and again and again. May I always have unconditional service to you, Sri Krishna. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself, but he took the role of a devotee so that he could experience the ecstatic love of devotion. That is the essence of Mahaprabhu's Leela. Just as Nityananda Prabhu is a supreme servant of the Lord, Srimati Radharani, the pleasure potency of the Lord, is the supreme most servant of the Lord. She is Ashray Vigraha. She is the abode of love. Krishna saw that his servant is experiencing tens and millions of times more happiness than himself through their love for him. So he came to taste the sweetness of that love. Thus the Lord came in the role of a devotee. Even the Supreme Personality of Godhead once is longing to taste the nectar of being the servant of the servant of his own servants. And this is the gift that Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas have given us. The opportunity to enter into that realm of the highest consciousness of being the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. Would you like to hear another story in this regard? It also took place in the house of Nandanacharya. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking along the banks of Ganga. And there were many materialistic people loitering about. And they were criticizing the Lord. Very sarcastically. They said, Nimai, Nimai. Nimai looked at them, said, why you become like a madman, all this loud screaming and chanting? What do you think you're going to get out of all of this? Don't you know that the king, who is a yavana, he's actually heard about all your loud screaming and dancing, and he wants to come to ask you some questions. Lord Chaitanya replied, very good. He said, since I've been a young boy, I've been studying so many scriptures and nobody ever asked me questions. And I'm very happy. I welcome anybody who's willing to ask me questions. And they said, actually, the king does not want to have a philosophical debate with you. He wants to hear your Sankirtan. Very sarcastic. And then they said, Nimai, do you know you make so many noises that people all over Navadweep are cursing you? Gauranga Mahaprabhu just walked away and entered into his home. There he met his devotees. Actually, when they told Lord Chaitanya that all these people are cursing you, he said, so be it. Then he entered into his home. He told the devotees that I have just associated and spoke to materialistic people, and I'm feeling very unhappy. Please mitigate my unhappiness by singing the holy names. And the devotees began to chant very, very ecstatically the holy names of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya stopped the kirtan. He said, I'm not feeling any love of Krishna in my heart. Because of my association with these materialistic people, I am finding no love of Krishna in my heart. Please chant the holy names. And the kirtan resumed. After a few minutes, he stopped the kirtan. He was actually weeping, crying. He said, I have no love for Krishna. He's appeared in his name, and I'm feeling nothing in my heart. I have no love for Krishna. Advaita Acharya started to laugh. He said, I have dried up all your love for Krishna. He said, you're giving love of Krishna to everyone. Even the banana leaf sellers. Even the betel leaf sellers. And even this avadut, Nityananda. You're giving love of Krishna to everyone except for me and Srivas Thakur. To us, you are not giving devotional service. Since you're not giving, I am drying it up from you. And he started to laugh. And then Advaita started to dance. But Lord Chaitanya, in his heart, he was earnestly feeling that he had no love for Krishna. He didn't say a word. All of a sudden, he ran and broke through the door. The devotees never saw the Lord in this mood before. They didn't know what to think. Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur ran after him. He ran and he ran, and they were trying to keep up chasing after him. He ran and he ran and he ran. Then he dove right into the Ganga and went under the water. They realized he's ending his life. Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas desperately leaped into the river and somehow or other caught him. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu grabbed him by his hair and Nityananda Prabhu by his feet. And they somehow or other with great difficulty brought him out of the water and put him on the bank of Ganga. Lord Chaitanya, he was very, very despondent. With tears in his eyes, he said, "Why did you drag me out of the river? Why? Why should I stay alive if I have no love for Krishna? If I even had a particle of a drop of love of Krishna in my heart, then I certainly would have died in separation from him. But the fact that this heart is still beating, these lungs are still breathing, the fact that I'm still living means I have not even a trace of love for Krishna. Without love for Krishna, there is no meaning to life. Without love for Krishna, this body is nothing but a corpse. Why should I continue living without love for Krishna? Why? Why did you grab me by the hair and take me out of the river Ganga?" He was speaking with tears pouring from his eyes. His heart was broken. And Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas, they were beside themselves, crying and crying and crying to see the Lord in this condition. They said, "My Lord, why did you try to commit suicide? Why?" Then they related it to Advaita Prabhu. They said, "Please forgive him. He's your servant. He loves you. Maybe he acted inappropriately, but please forgive him." Lord Chaitanya was very grave. He turned to Nitai and Thakur Haridas and said, "You do not tell anyone that you saw me. If anyone asks you where I have gone, you tell them, 'We do not know.' If you say anything else, you wait to see what I will do." The Lord then left them. Even they didn't know where he was going. The Lord went to the house of Nandanacharya to hide. When he came to the doorway, Nandanacharya greeted him. Oh, how happy he was. He was overjoyed. "The Lord has come to my house." He brought him in the home. He took off his wet garments and gave him beautiful, beautiful garments. He put him on the throne, on the altar, where his deity sits. Lord Chaitanya accepted this honor. And Nandanacharya offered him chandan, put chandan on his lotus feet, then put tulsi leaves and tulsi manjaris upon his feet, offered padya, achanam, madhupar, argya, all the 16 ingredients of worship paraphernalia were offered to the Lord. He offered him the arati. Then he offered him bhog, wonderful, wonderful foods. He put ornaments and jewels on his body. He just worshipped Lord Chaitanya's form just as Pankajangari Prabhu and Jananivas Prabhu worship the deity on the altar. And the Lord was so happy with his loving service that he forgot all of his sufferings. Sri Gaurasundar remained with Nandanacharya throughout the entire night. They just were lost in Harikatha, speaking about Krishna, conversing with one another. The Lord happened to notice that the sun was rising. He said, the night is ended. And then he was thinking what his devotees must be passing through at this moment, because they had no idea where he was. Nandanacharya, please bring Srivas here. When Srivas arrived, he saw the Lord. What incredible relief there was in his heart. The Lord asked, please tell me, how are the devotees? He said, when you left, the way you left, we never saw you in that condition before. And then we never heard anything about you. We were looking everywhere. Nityananda and Haridas said they couldn't find you. From that point on, all of the devotees have been just immersed in the darkness, the gloom of separation. We all felt that we had made such a horrible offense to you that you may have left the world. This was our condition. The Lord asked, tell me, what is Advaitacharya doing now? They said, Advaitacharya. He was thinking, because of his reckless offense to you, you have given up your body and left the world. He's fasting, laying on the floor, weeping and crying incessantly, practically unconscious in misery and guilt. Lord Chaitanya said, bring me to Advaita Prabhu. There they found Sri Advaita laying on the floor, unconscious, but still tears pouring out of his mouth and just agonizing sound, tears pouring from his eyes and agonizing sounds from his mouth. Lord Gauranga loudly called out, Advaita, Advaita, rise, rise, I have come. Perform your duties. Advaitacharya got up. He was very, very sober and morose. He looked at the Lord and his eyes just cast down in grief and guilt. He felt he displeased the Lord. He was in an agonizing condition. He said, yes, I will perform my duties. The Lord said, Advaita, you do not understand. You do not understand. Please hear from me. A king has an officer. The king gives the officer the money to pay the wages of all of his ministers, guards, and other servants. The officer is given so many chores and very special duties to perform on behalf of the king. He is giving on behalf of the king. He is receiving on behalf of the king. And therefore, he's very, very dear to the king. But when the officer misbehaves, the king will punish him. But please know that he punishes him because he accepts him as his servant.
When Advaita Prabhu heard these words, he became ecstatic. He leaped in the air, howling in bliss, dancing ecstatically. You have accepted me as your servant. You have accepted me as your servant. You have accepted me as your servant. That was the ultimate purpose of his life.
You see, Advaitacharya was the godbrother of Lord Chaitanya's guru. He was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. And Srivas Thakur was a very exalted senior Vaishnava who was the age of Lord Chaitanya's father. Lord Chaitanya always offered respect to them. To all the other devotees, he accepted all kinds of menial services from and would engage them in all kinds of services. But to Advaita and Srivas, he always served them because they were his seniors. He was showing proper etiquette. And this is why Advaita was explaining previously, you have given devotional service and love of Krishna to everyone except Srivas and myself. Everyone else, you're giving them orders. But to us, you're coming and you're serving us. And you're asking us for orders. Therefore, we are bereft. You've given love to everyone except us. But today, you have proclaimed that you punished me because I'm your servant. You have accepted me as the servant of your servants. My Lord, the only position I long to achieve is that you treat me just like the small son of one of your maidservants and keep me always under the dust of your lotus feet. This is the prayer of Mahavishnu.
Karna Dakshaya Vishnu,
who simply exhales and creates all the universal creation. By his inhalation, he consumes and destroys the entire cosmos. By his mere glance, Aham Bija Pratapita, he impregnates the entire Mahatattva with all the living entities of Jivas. This is Mahavishnu. He's great. What are we compared to him? Lord Brahma lives for 311 trillion years. From the calculation of Mahavishnu, 311 trillion years, the life of Brahma is one nimesh, which means one fraction of a second. A nimesh is the amount of time it takes for the eye to blink when you're not thinking about blinking. Hare Krishna. That's Mahavishnu. And who are we compared to him? How many times have you inhaled and exhaled since the beginning of this class? Nobody knows, nobody cares. That is your power. But Mahavishnu, one inhalation, everything's destroyed. It's all powerful. The universes are coming out of the pores of his body. Advaitacharya is Mahavishnu and also Sadashiva, the original Shiva of the spiritual world. And what is his prayer? What is his longing? He's praying that please grant me the good fortune and keep me just as you would keep your maid servant's son at your feet. What does maid servant's son mean? Das, 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 anudas. The servant of the servant of the most menial servant. to Advaitacharya, that is the highest benediction. That is the highest state of consciousness.
In this regard, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains, Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, what is the glory of devotional service? The spirit of servitude to the Lord and to the Vaishnavas is the greatest thing that we can aspire for in our lives. One who offends Vaishnavas, even if they are in high position of Sachimata or Shiva, they will be bereft of love of God. That was the Lord's instruction. We spoke of that last night. The one who serves the Vaishnavas conquers the heart of Krishna. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur tells, if we just chant Harinam, do not offend Vaishnavas, but serve Vaishnavas, never cause harm to ordinary living beings, but rather show compassion to them, then the Supreme Personality of Godhead will be conquered by that devotional service. To show compassion to others, to serve the Vaishnavas, and to chant the holy names. It is the most wonderful and simple process by which we can actually enter into the highest realm of humble, loving service to the Lord and His devotees. So never think that any service is a burden. It is a benediction. It is the ultimate benediction. When the Lord wants to extend His great mercy upon us, He gives us the chance to serve Him and serve His devotees. And through that service, all things are achieved. Shushru shro shadatana sya basu devakataruchi syan mahat sevaya vipra punya tirtana sevanat. Srimad Bhagavatam explains that when you developed that eager taste to hear and chant the glories of the Lord is so pleased by that eagerness to hear about Him and chant that from within He cleanses all the anarchas and establishes loving service as an irrevocable fact. But how? How to develop that taste, that real taste for hearing and chanting? By serving the great souls. Without a proper service attitude, Krishna doesn't care much for our chanting, for our recitation of Bhagavat, for our memorization of verses. What Nityananda Prabhu was longing to achieve, what Advaitacharya was longing to achieve, what the Lord Himself, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was longing to achieve, becoming the servant of the servant of the servant. That is what we should all long to achieve. And when we have that consciousness, Trinada Pisunichena Taror Ivasihishnana Manina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari, then we find the real treasure of life. So yes, the conditioned nature of the material mind and senses is we want to achieve, we want to acquire, we want to outdo others. Selfishness. As Kali Yuga progresses, people become more self-centered. I and mine, the very basis of material bondage, are these two misconceptions, I and mine. The only way to overcome this selfish propensity is to perform the austerity,
of humble service to the Vaishnavas and humble service to the conditioned souls by being instruments of compassion. That is what Prabhupada taught us. Prabhupada taught us to serve one another and to preach. Because when we develop the proper spirit through this service attitude, then we can actually please Krishna when we come together to chant the holy name. It is very interesting. When Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was sending his very, very empowered sannyasi preachers to London to preach, in his address to them, when he was dispatching, first time he was sending his disciples out of India to fulfill Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's will that every town and village their name will be chanted. What he spoke was very, very interesting. He told them how to preach. He didn't tell them just what to wear when they were preaching. He didn't tell them which verses to quote when preaching. Those things they could figure out themselves. What he emphasized is your spirit of preaching when you go to the West. Now please understand, these men, some of them were very, very highly placed Brahmins, great scholars of the Vedas, and very empowered sannyasis. And they were going to the land of Malechas and Yavanas and untouchables. Huh? He told them that the way you preach is you put straw between your teeth and you give them all honor and respect. You be their humble servant. The way you should preach, Lord Chaitanya taught, Trinadapi Sunichina Taror Ivasi Hishnana Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadaha. And he quoted Prabodhananda Saraswati. He said, you put straw between your teeth, you fall at their feet, and you say, you are a very great and learned person, you are exalted, I offer my obeisances unto you. And then the people, oh yes, yes, very nice. Then they open their hearts. And once their hearts are open, say, my dear sir, now please forget everything you know and accept the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in other words, preaching, you're in the mood of servant, not master. When we're distributing books, we're serving those people. We're not their masters. Even Prabhupada, he was our master, but his mood was, he was serving us. The Lord aspires to serve. That should be our only identity and our only aspiration. Servant of the servant of the servant. To serve means to please. To actually act for one's real benefit. And when that spirit is inculcated within our hearts, then the Lord will manifest such power of grace and mercy when we raise our arms together to loudly chant the Holy Name. Srila Srila Prabhupada ki Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki Shri Panchatattva ki Shri Shri Radha Madhava ki Shri Narasingha Dev Bhagavan ki Shri Harinam Sankirtan ki Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki Gaura Premanandi It is now just after 3 o'clock.